I have a question for you, all of you. Who is a half empty kind of person? Is a glass half empty for you? Anyone? If there's a few, all right. Who out there is the glass is half full kind of person? Okay, a few more. Okay, half empty. Who's half empty? Who's half full? Okay. What if there was a third option? What if the third option was that your cup overflows? Overflows. I'm asking this of you because I'd like to talk about why we do God's work. Why, as Christians, do we do God's work? And that is because our cup overflows with God's love. Overflows. And so because God's love overflows into us, onto us, we are able to share God's love and do God's work in this world. So from now on, know that there is a third option. When you see a glass half empty or half full, that it also can be overflowing. And this why comes many different times in our scripture. In our scripture, Psalm 103, verse 8, it is mentioned. 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 12 and 13, it is mentioned. And in 1 John chapter 4, 19, it says, we love because he first loved us. So one of our whys as to why we do God's work is that our cup overflows with God's love. And a few weeks ago in the beginning of Lent, we talked about how each of us is a beloved child of God, right? Do you remember writing our name on the fish because we are a beloved child of God and we have them up on our waters? Well, because we are a child of God, another why we do this is because we're in the family business. We are in the family business of doing God's work. So we are called to do the family business of loving God's people because we are in the family business. And never fear, everyone here has a gift, a God-given gift, so that we all can put in our gifts and make a whole, so that we can, whole being W-H-O-L-E, so that we can do God's work. And here, it's written in Scripture, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 4 through 7. Now, there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are varieties of services, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who activates all of them in everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. Another why. Why, as Christians, we do God's work. The great commandment. Love your God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. Now, this is listed at least 5 times in the New Testament, and I'm sure there may be more. I just found these quickly. So, love your neighbor as yourself. Matthew 22:39, Mark 12:31, Luke 10, verse 27, Romans 13, verse 9, Galatians chapter 5, verse 14, all say, love your God and love your neighbor as yourself. Let's talk about one of our neighbors that we hear about in the Bible, the parable of the Good Samaritan. The Good Samaritan's parable is on Luke 10, verses 25 through 37, and I'm naming that because I'm going to give you the shortened version of this, and it's comes from my mouth, so I might not quite get it right, so check the Bible to make sure. Make sure, but I'll give you the quick story of the Good Samaritan. So there's a man who's robbed and beaten and left for dead on the side of the road. And 2 prominent men in the community walk by and do not even think twice about this man on the ground. Oh, thank you. They don't think twice about him. And then a third man comes along, a Samaritan man, and he sees that this man has been beaten and left for dead, and he can't walk by. Now, the interesting thing about this is that if the hearers of this story and the man who's lying there for dead wouldn't really want to be friendly with a Samaritan, because a Samaritan in the time was, they didn't get along with the hearers of this story, and so, or the hearers of this scripture, and so it's a big deal that the Samaritan stopped and helped the man. And he not only helped the man, he stopped and, you know, wrapped up his wounds, and then he brought him to somewhere that he could be cared for, and this good Samaritan paid his bill so that he would be taken care of. Now, the good Samaritan, he didn't form a committee, and he didn't, you know, take a vote and, you know, decide that this was good for everyone. Everyone was on board. He just did it. He loved his neighbor as himself. And sometimes we just need to do that. We just need to take action right then and there. We do this for a whole bunch of reasons, but I want to go back to our baptismal vows, which include service, because we've been talking all about baptism this whole season of Lent, with our waters flowing towards our baptismal font, and I didn't want us to forget that this is part of what we sign up for, not only for all the other whys that I've given, but in our vows of baptism, that we will love our neighbor as ourselves. Now, I mentioned that the Good Samaritan, he didn't form a committee, but sometimes we do need to form committees, because sometimes we need to look at the reason why this man was robbed and beaten and left for dead, not just that it happened, but why, and look into the systematic change that needs to happen so that this doesn't happen to others. And so it's both. We need to love our neighbor as ourselves right then and there, but we also can't forget to look at the system that created this hurt so that we can make change to that as a Christian. And you might be thinking, all right, well, that's great, but I'm in a new season of life. I've been there, done that, I've done that, or I don't have time for that right now. And know that we all have seasons of life. We all have seasons where we can do different kinds of things. And so if you're in a season where you're in a different place, either physically, emotionally, spiritually, than you were a few years ago, a year ago, many, many years ago, that's okay. Because our Corinthians text tells us that there are many gifts. And so right now you have a different gift than before, and that's okay. So share whatever gift that is, whatever purpose you have right now. There are, in all seasons of life, different ways in which we can engage. And let's check this out.
She's a human being, 60 years old, mother, grandmother, sleeping in the dirt. It's just not right.
He said, well, how would you think, what you think about if I build you a house? I said, build me a house? I said, when is it going to be ready?
What I'm doing on the streets now is my way of giving back. It's my way of repaying my gratitude. I can do so much for someone, man. And that's why I name what I do Clean Cut, Clean Start, man. I'm hoping with a clean cut, it's as simple as this. You'll just have a clean start to life.
This cop just got this guy a pair of shoes. A video, you're going to go viral. he went and got him some shoes.
I go to work every day around 4 o'clock, okay? Now, if you meet me on that gas station, I'm going to buy you lunch or dinner, whatever you call it.
Yeah, bless you,
bro. No worries. Give me a hug, man. No worries.
Man.
No worries.
Nobody showed me this much kindness in the world.
There are so many ways that we can get involved, and I know that there's a lot of emphasis right now in our world, all the things that are going wrong and how we need to get to work. And I feel like our scripture and our poems and our poem prayers have just been so beautifully spoken that I didn't think that I could go any further. So I really felt like thinking about the why we do this. It's not just to feel good. It's okay if it feels good, but that's not, as Christians, why we do things. We do good things. We do God's work because of all of our whys. So Your beliefs don't make you a better person. Your behavior does. You know, there are so many ways to get involved, both in this church and out of this church, and I just want to name a few. One is, I just ran into, all the clergy pastors were introduced to a band that started, I think, out of Liverpool United Methodist Church, and they're called Beautiful Mess, and they're a Christian band, and they are 20-somethings, and they've decided that they want to do more than just be a band. And so they've organized a day of volunteerism. And so if you want to check out what they're doing and get involved, they're beautifulmessministries.com. You can check that out. Of course, we have a church and society team here. And believe it or not, they meet tonight. I didn't plan this. They meet today at 4:45. We have a ministry and outreach team as well. And the ministry and outreach team does the things like the food pantry, the breakfasts, and the clothing closet, and many, many other things. But our latest thing is the pet food pantry, because I just happened to mention it one day in worship, and so many people had a huge response. They wanted to donate. Why don't we do this? We need to do this. That, you know what, we listened because you voiced this concern, and we listened, and now that's getting started. We have a teach-in coming up on the 24th. We have the neighborhood cleanup coming up on the 22nd. If you want a t-shirt, you have to sign up today for that. If you just want to come and clean up, you can come anytime. And then we have the climate march coming up on the 29th of April. So many ways to get involved. And I know that this is just one place where we can do God's work out there, beyond these walls, through that exit sign, there's even more. So the why is that our cup overflows. Our cup overflows. And I thought of a song when I was writing this and thinking and praying about this, and that is this: they will know we are Christians by our love. As our Isaiah scripture reminds us, that God will make sure we are replenished by the well-watered garden, like a spring of water that won't run dry. We can go to this well-watered garden anytime to be replenished of God's love, of God's hope, of comfort, of endurance, so that we are able to get to work, because God has work for us to do. And let's say that all together. God has work for us to do.